Some traffic noise is filtering up through the window of a cozy loft apartment in downtown Rapid City, South Dakota. A man in his mid-20s, whom we'll call John, is sitting back on a couch and rolling a cigarette. John says he began using drugs in his early teens. He worked his way up into harder stuff and eventually began using a needle to inject methamphetamine and other drugs. After becoming a father, John decided to try and get clean, and the deal was cinched when his little brother overdosed.
Then I buried my little brother, too, at 19 from a needle, you know, from drugs, and something I taught him, something he grew up watching me do, you know, and gives you a lot of time to think, you know. You slap a reality right there, you know. I mean, whether you blame yourself or you blame the needle, you know, it's still that lifestyle, you know.
John is sitting next to his girlfriend, whom we'll call Hope. She's recovering from a broken jaw after an accident, and she now has her mouth wired shut. Like John, she remembers when she decided to quit using hard drugs. It's back when she found herself homeless on the streets of Salt Lake City, Utah.
I became a serious addict and drove me to the streets, and a lot of bad shit started happening to me over and over. Run-ins with cops, running with people, being raped, and then seeing the people who I cared about most of my life losing respect for me was when I decided to get clean.
There are organizations working to prevent meth use. One of them is called MAP South Dakota. MAP stands for Meth Awareness and Prevention Project, and this is one of the front lines of the battle. The dentist's office. MAP South Dakota is now providing an information kit to dental professionals to help them watch out for meth-related tooth decay. The group is also putting out pamphlets and educational videos for foster parents who may take in children who've been exposed to a meth lab. Hotels need to be on the lookout for people who might rent out a room for meth production. Nicole Abbas works for MAP South Dakota in Rapid City. Abbas says because meth has a broad impact on the community, meth prevention also needs to be multifaceted.
We build these partnerships between law enforcement and treatment and prevention and the whole community working together to fight this one scary thing, methamphetamine. And it's building those relationships, I think, that has been critical to the success of community coalitions across the state.
Besides the myriad of information put out by our office, the organization also takes part in more traditional anti-drug efforts in schools. This year, MAP has received funding from the state to hold more intensive classroom training. Abbas notes that one of the goals when targeting young people is to tell them the truth. She says one falsehood about meth is that everyone who tries it becomes a lifelong addict. But she says it's dangerous to spread this lie to the youth.
And if they can't trust me because I lied to them once, that's it. They don't trust anything I say. And I think that the facts about meth are scary enough to stand for themselves and speak for themselves. I don't think we need to exaggerate them, and I don't think we should exaggerate them.
Back in the downtown loft apartment, John has finished his cigarette and is now rolling another for Hope. They both say they've quit meth and other hard drugs forever. They've been relying on each other for support, but they add that they've fallen off the wagon a few times and that the struggle is still one day at a time.
If I could go back in time, I would never have tried it. I would never have tried drugs. I would never have used a needle. But with meth, I like it. I still like it. You know what I mean? I won't do it, but I still like it. And because I like it that much, I know I need to stay away.
A few days before this interview, Hope found her downstairs neighbor dead of a drug overdose. Not from meth, but from the painkiller OxyContin. The effort to combat meth and other hard drug use before it starts is now intensifying in South Dakota. With more funding for prevention, officials hope they can avoid any more losses from addiction. For NET Radio News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.